Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Well, here in Spain, it's time to talk to Paul Montague. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm very well, thank you. I've just spent Easter in the UK and the weather was lovely, which is a one-off as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, I had a nice visit.
Yeah.
No intentions of returning full-time, though.
No, no. Okay. Well, April saw the start of the new tax year in the UK, so today Paul and I will look at what's changed since the 6th of April and how this might affect British expatriates in Spain. But before we look at the tax changes, Paul, do British expatriates need to keep up with UK tax announcements and reforms if they're living in Spain full time?
Yeah, yes, absolutely, Howard. It's critical to me, as far as I'm concerned, for British expats to keep on top of what changes are in the yearly budgets. One area of interest for expats, the biggest areas, as far as I'm concerned, is taxation issues. The UK government may announce changes in any budget to tax rates and allowances, which will indeed affect many of the retired expats because they receive pension income. In addition to that, people who receive rental income from the UK, from property, it's always wise to keep on top of this to see if there's any changes in each and every budget. Rental income in the UK has to be taxed in the UK under the double tax treaty agreement with Spain, so that could be affected. Also, if people have pension pots, big pots or small pots, whatever you may have, and they're based in the UK, these may be affected for expats in Spain. Property taxes, capital gains taxes, or stamp duty will also make changes to people living in Spain that have property in the UK. So they could have a significant impact on the cost of buying or owning property in the UK, amongst other things, cost of living and your disposable income, Howard. So yeah, it's very advisable for people to listen and get to know the changes.
Yeah. The UK spring budget this year included a surprise announcement about the pensions lifetime allowance. So pensions seems a good place to start. What has changed since the 6th of April with regards to UK pensions and tax?
Yeah, this was the most obvious change in all the budget. It's quite a generous budget to many, but this wasn't expected. Some expected the allowance, the lifetime allowance, to go up. It was indeed abolished. What is a lifetime allowance? It's basically the total amount of pension benefits you can build up during your lifetime before you need to pay an allowance charge, a lifetime allowance charge. That was 1,070,000. So in effect, on the first 1,070,000, there was no such charge, nothing to worry about. But if you surpass this, and many did, it's a lot of money, then it becomes taxable, a chargeable event occurs. That's been completely abolished. So that's the main thing. It wasn't accepted well with the Labour government because it's a loss. It's a loss of revenue for the government. I'm not going to argue if it's the right or wrong thing, Howard. It is what it is. The annual allowance is the second major change with pensions. Now, the annual allowance is the limit on how much money you can contribute to your pension in any one tax year in the UK while still benefiting from tax relief. So for every pound that you put into your pension, the government adds so much to it. There's been an increase in the pension annual allowance from £40,000 to £20,000 more, £60,000. So this is the amount that the government will allow you to put in and get tax relief on the premiums. So they pay part of it for you. The reason why they've done these things, they state it's going to help people come back to work or stay at work longer. Gifted people, experienced people, professionals in the job, it's going to entice them to stay longer in the job or welcome them back in. I don't know if it will or it won't. The fact of the matter is these are the two main changes, Howard.
Would abolishing the lifetime allowance benefit a lot of UK retirees here in Spain?
Indeed, yes. For the ones that have got the big pots, the large pots, they had to abide by UK laws and UK-based pensions. The ones that haven't transferred them out into alternative schemes in Europe, the ones that are based in the UK had to abide by the lifetime allowance laws. So it's welcome news to the people that have large, very large pots in pension schemes, yes. Pension pots, I will say.
Yeah. And is abolishing the lifetime allowance a permanent thing?
You can never say that, can you? The Labour Party, as I mentioned earlier, have already stated that they will resurrect this lifetime allowance charge if in government. So you can never just say never. I've no idea if it will, it won't change. Everything changes eventually. It depends which government's in power.
Yeah. Okay, then, so moving on from pensions to income tax, what's changed here on the 6th of April?
Mm-hmm. You know, I looked at this and it's not that much, it's not changed that much, but it has, because there's something called, the Chancellor's very committed to what's called fiscal drag. Fiscal drag occurs when tax thresholds and allowances, so the personal allowances, the other allowances, the main one being the personal allowance, does not keep up with inflation or wage growth, resulting in the obvious, more of a taxpayer's income being taxable. So if the allowances remain pretty much the same, through inflation, wages are going up, they're earning more, you've got the same allowance, you're going to pay more tax. So the fiscal drag is indirectly a very, very good source of income for the government. Income tax-wise, the allowances have stayed the same, Howard. They've not changed at all. Okay, so that's no different whatsoever. So that's not a good thing, because you've got more of the income tax that I've just mentioned. And in addition to that, there's nothing really happened with income taxes. It's pretty much the same as last year.
And what about capital gains tax then?
Yeah, capital gains tax changed in November 22. It was announced that they were reducing the annual exempt amount, which is current. It was 12,300. Then in April 23-24, the annual amount changed from 12,300, the tax-free element, the tax-free part, down to 6,000, so less than half of the tax-free allowance of capital gains tax is reduced from 12,300 to 6,000. It's going to be halved again next tax year, 24-25, to £3,000 for individuals. What does that mean? If you sell a property, you're going to pay more tax because your tax-free allowance is going down to a very, very small amount over the next 2 years, as an example.
The inheritance tax nil rate band has been frozen for over a decade, if I remember right. When will it go up again?
Yeah, inheritance tax is not at the present time anyway. It's another good question that I don't know the answer to. And the reason why I don't expect it to change too much in the short period, it's a very good source of income for the Treasury. Although it remains contentious, of course, it's an emotive topic. Is inheritance tax. People will argue that you pay tax on your income, you pay tax on via national insurance, you pay tax when you buy something, you got your VAT, and then everything that's been taxed is going to get taxed again on death. So I don't expect it to change in a short period of time, because it creates a lot of revenue for the Treasury, as I said.
And has freezing the inheritance tax allowance affected a lot of families, do you think?
Yes. Property prices have rocketed up, raced up. And general wealth have increased over the years, some very quickly, as I said, with property. While the nil rate band, as they call it, the tax-free element, 325,000, has been static for many years. So it's affecting families. And funny enough, the last year collection of inheritance taxes in the UK were quite a lot more percentage-wise from the previous 2 years. So it's increasing all the time. And that is the reason why. This can be a voluntary tax, Howard. And the reason why I say this is because, and this is put things blunt, I'm a little bit northern sometimes, but you can prepare for this so you avoid it completely or certainly minimise it a lot. And there's certain legitimate structures out there that families can use in the UK and in Spain, wherever the autonomous region they live in, they can use legitimate structures that avoid this, just through, and also through making sure your assets are in the right place, they're positioned correctly. And looking at domicile, you know, having a look at domicile can massively reduce inheritance taxes for the beneficiaries of the family.
So, Paul, in light of all this, what advice do you have for our British listeners here in Spain? And what about those listening in the UK who are still undecided about whether to become a resident in Spain or not?
Yeah, I've been in the industry for 36 years, and the last 20 years with Levin Shranks, I've been living in Spain. Relocation from the UK to Spain is, to a lot of people, an emotional-based decision rather than financial. And I think that's the right decision to make. If I wouldn't do it for a financial reason completely. It's where you want to spend your life, where you want to be happy, where you want to become part of the territory, part of the landscape. And the big pull is obviously the sun, but the easy way of life in Spain. I'm talking on a personal experience. I've never regretted moving here 20 years ago. And I certainly don't want to go back. And I'm British through and through, but I'm a Spanish resident. I'm part of the landscape, as I said. So it is an emotional base. But for financial purposes, it can be a lot cheaper, more cost-effective to live in Spain. Things are cheaper, the way of life's cheaper. You don't have the awful council tax that you have in the UK. You do have some taxes, obviously, but we can certainly point out the ones that will disappear when you leave the UK. It's a happy place to be with happy people. I feel secure here, for, not just for myself, but for my wife and two the boys. You have to take advice to get things right, obviously, for the taxation aspects of moving to Spain. But in terms of living here, yeah, I just can't imagine not living here ever again. Howard, it's a lovely place. And I know that you feel the same, because we've had discussions over lunch about this, haven't we? So,
yes.
Yeah, we've, same frame of mind.
There, exactly. So finally, then, it's just the point of call, and that is the website.
Yeah, if you need any information, you need to contact us in any way. Or if you want to order the Living Spain guide, you can get it off our website, www.blevinsfranks.com. So it's blevinsfranks.com. And you can track down the office close to you, and you can make an appointment or indeed hold some kind of appointment to get some advice on going forward.
Many thanks, Paul. We'll talk in a month's time.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.